Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, local parish minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company for this action-packed programme. As you know, each week I rabbit on a bit and then play some music in between times, or is that the other way round? Anyway, I play music and I sort of chirp around it. Just for a wee change, let's concentrate more tonight on the music, because the theme for tonight is Varieties of Christian Music. And there are quite a lot of varieties, I can assure you. So sit back and brace yourself for a roller coaster assault on your preconceptions about Christian music. This is an exciting, eclectic collection. For instance, how about this one from one of our most exciting contemporary hymn writers, Graham Kendrick? Here's another modern hymn by Noel Richards.
You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me, suffered at the hands of those you had created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign in heaven and earth exalted. I really want to worship you, my Lord. Have won my heart and I am yours forever and ever. I will love you. You are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration.
Christian music is like a diamond with many facets or sides to it. Everybody has their own preferences, of course, and that's because we are multifaceted people ourselves. So we can have more than one kind of favourite music. It can all depend on our mood, our circumstances, or even our age. So bear with me on this, and let's push the boat out a little into other types of Christian music. For example, how about brass music? Christian brass music. Well, that's just got to be the Salvation Army. The Bristol Eastern Salvation Army Band, in this case, playing When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, I'll Be There. Now for something completely different, as they say. A solo by a choir boy, probably the most famous choir boy of them all. Well, how many choir boys can you name? Ali Jones, of course. You know, the presenter of Songs of Praise nowadays. But here is Alad in his previous, even more famous life, singing O Holy Night. He must have worn really tight trousers to hit notes that high. Alad is from Wales, as you probably know, and the Welsh are famous for their singing. He won the Welsh Eisteddfod in 1982. Here from the same CD, Voices in the Holy Land, is a sample of brilliant choir singing. The BBC Welsh Chorus singing in Welsh. This is to remind us that Christian music is not limited to the English language. There's a whole world out there. It started in Bethlehem, and here they are singing Tia Bethlehem Dre.
Oh,
Speaking about the wider world of Christian music, how about this sample from Africa, from Tanzania to be more precise? Here is the St. Anne's Choir singing as only Africans can. The CD is called Ruvuma Rhythms. African music is magic, isn't it? Isn't it interesting that churches all across the world, down through all the years, all the different types of churches, we all sing. Why do we sing so much? The Bible's full of singing. The New Testament begins with angels coming down to earth from heaven at Christmas time to sing God's praises. The Bible ends with the Hallelujah chorus as the saints go marching into heaven. And in the middle there are stories about Paul and Silas who are put in prison, and at midnight, sitting behind bars like birds in a cage, they're chirping away and singing happy songs in their predicament in the dungeon. The reason is God puts a new song into our hearts. Well, time's running out for this Holy Half Hour programme. So what can we play as our final sample of Christian music? There's such a variety of Christian music. Tonight we've hardly scratched the surface. Maybe in other programmes we can delve into other types of Christian music. But for tonight, how about this thought? Whatever type of Christian music we all prefer, we can all unite together saying or singing the Lord's Prayer. So on a note of unity, let's finish with a musical version of the Lord's Prayer, a version which is right up to date for this new millennium and sung for it by the ever youthful Sir Cliff Richard. So bye for now, tune in again to 3TFM, same time next week.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive our sins as we forgive each one of those who sin. And lead us not to the time of trial, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive our sins as we forgive each one of those who sin.
Trial,
but deliver us from evil.
Keep us clean.